Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Inspiration comes standard.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 58 for this April the 5th, 2016. I'm Thomas Towson. This other guy here, he's Dan Knight.
That's true, I am.
Thank you for that,
yes.
Well, I'm glad that we can confirm that you are who you say you are.
I mean, you said I was, and then you questioned it. Like,
well,
you didn't know.
You know, sometimes I have to ask the important questions, because otherwise, who will?
Yeah, but you said, you retracted, you asked the question after you said it, though, so.
Yeah, so let's move on. This is episode 58, and we're going to do what we do each week, which is what, Dan? What do we do? Why are we here? Why do we exist? Who are we?
Well, there's a hole in the news, and we aim to fill that hole.
Wow. So, just with any kind of news?
Yeah, essentially, because nobody really specified what they wanted, so we just decided, you know, this is what you're getting.
Yeah, and it's usually some soft-hitting news.
Yeah.
Just, No,
it is not.
Oh, wow.
It is semi-soft.
All right, it's kind of like chub news. but no, it's going to be the weirdest news that we could find for the week, and we're going to regurgitate it from our mouth rears into your ear rears.
There it is.
But before we get right into things, let me go ahead and tell you what today is. Today is an important milestone in American history. It's one that we celebrate each year on this fine April the 5th. It is National Hug a News Person Day. And honestly, I feel like we might kind of fit under that category. So I will be accepting my hugs. If everyone wants to go ahead and line up outside, mm-hmm. I've got a docket, you know, that I've been working on. We've got name tags and everything. It's going to be a real solid affair. So line free up and come get your hugs.
And these are free hugs.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
you're not charging.
I might charge if it seems like too big of a crowd.
Oh, okay.
I might start charging one pence.
One pence, yeah.
Yeah, one pence. Straw penny.
Oh.
But no, so Dan, are you going to make sure to hug a news person today?
Yeah. I've been preparing for this day actually for 2 weeks now.
Wow.
And I've been stalking a local news anchor.
I appreciate your commitment.
And he's going to get some hardcore hugs. And
he doesn't even know it.
Tomorrow.
Wow. I'm excited.
When he finishes his work day and he walks. That's when he walks from the station to his car, that's when I'm going to get him.
Mm.
That moment of weakness.
That's when they never see you coming when you're stalking them outside near their car.
Exactly.
That's the least likely time someone's ever been attacked.
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah, never.
Or I'm going to wait in his closet for him to fall asleep, and then I'm going to surprise hug him. And I'm pretty sure he's going to love it.
I like it. I'm into that. You know, that's something I'm feeling really good about.
I mean, who doesn't like a surprise hug at 4:30 in the morning?
I know I do. There's nothing that could make me happier, really.
Of course, at that point, it would be the following day, so I got to get it in before midnight.
Yeah, you got to go quick.
Yeah.
Got to get in real quick.
I hope he's not, he didn't go to bed late.
Start planning now. Okay, so now that we've gotten over that weird business,
mm-hmm.
We can move right into the weird newses.
The weird newses.
So, Dan, I think we shouldn't episode 58 break tradition, and you should just go ahead and start this week for us.
All right. Well, police were called into the Royal Buffet in Manchester, Connecticut, after an altercation got physical on Saturday night.
What kind of buffet was it?
It was of the royal persuasion.
Well, tell me what kind, because I'm really just not going to be in the place. I need to be there.
I'm going to assume it's a Chinese food buffet.
That's racist for you to assume.
Well, how many other buffets have you seen that were not Chinese food related?
I've been to a spaghetti buffet.
Wow, have you really?
No, I have not. That just sounded like the most outlandish thing. Like, it's just tables, long tables full of just spaghetti. There's no variation. It's just spaghetti
sauce
and sauce.
Or without. No.
Pizza
buffet. I actually, when I was working as a, I worked for a company that delivered food from a bunch of different restaurants, yep. And one of them was an Indian place that had a buffet.
Mm. Oh yeah, Indian buffet. Ooh,
they're rare. They're more rare, but they do exist. But no, I'm almost certain this was Chinese food.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, with that lazy title, Royal Buffet, it could be anything. It's elegant.
No.
It's royal.
Only Her Highness eats here.
The Queen dines here personally.
She's personally authorized the crab rangoons.
Well, the dispute that got physical was over crab legs. And it got the table real heated. So
I bet. Even though you eat crab legs cold.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, you know.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
Half a point.
All right.
Causing a 21-year-old to get punched in the face and a tooth knocked out of him.
Wow.
Must
have been some damn good crab legs.
Yeah. It happened from somebody using a crab leg as a weapon.
Well, you got to watch out for those leg jousters.
The flying leg. It should be noted that this was a 2-on-1 fight. It was a husband and wife tag teaming. And they laid the smackdown on their firmly held belief on crab legs.
Who were they competing against?
This 21-year-old.
Oh, nice.
So it was an older married couple got into an altercation with a 21-year-old, a boy, as it were.
Using
an adult
crab legs.
In the eyes of the law.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know if they were actually using crab legs as
a
weapon.
It to be like smacking each other with crab legs.
It didn't really go into detail about that. But.
Okay.
The 21-year-old was not without a tag team partner, however. While it looked like he was on the ropes, his mother tagged in and pepper sprayed the married marauders with a surprise attack.
I like to imagine she...
Tap me in, son!
I like to imagine she's sitting on the outside of the table. She's just winding her arm. She's kicking it back, and then she puts on a luchador mask with crab legs embroidered on it. She's been waiting this moment her entire life.
Yes.
Time for a crab leg smackdown.
I call this the pepper crab. She is not facing charges as she only came in to defend her son. Police did, in fact, arrest Clifford Knight, 45, and Latoya Knight, 38.
Now, would this be any relation to the big red dog? I'm sorry. I knew I shouldn't have said it, and then I did. I immediately regretted it.
Yeah, that was not good. That wasn't that good. Clifford was charged with third... See, now that's all I'm going to see now.
Yep.
Was charged with third-degree assault and disorderly conduct, while Latoya received charges of just disorderly conduct and threatening. So she was more on the sidelines, getting the crowd amped, you know?
Yeah. She had the big cue cards, and she came out in the bikini like they do in professional wrestling, and, you know.
She was getting the crowd fired up. Yeah. And that's what happened. The cops had to vent out the royal buffet from the pepper spray attack, still fresh in the air.
Mm.
So, you want to get that pepper on your food.
That fresh smell of pepper spray.
It makes me wonder, what would happen if you sprayed pepper spray into food?
It would be very spicy.
It needs more, a little more of a kick.
You know, I just recently looked at one of those pepper scales that show you where they rank, you know, because they have that arbitrary point system they give them.
The Scoville?
The Scoville, scale. And pepper spray is at the very top. Right below that was something, and below that was the ghost pepper.
Oh.
But it's that high up. It's like a jalapeno is something like 5 to 10,000. Pepper spray is like almost 2 million.
So you don't want that on your tongue.
No, or any orifice at all.
Yeah, really.
Especially not eyes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's its intended purpose, but that's no good. It's just going to be, it's not good on your food. I've tried. Trust me. great. Anything else on that one?
No, that's all I got.
Well, I have a great segue for you.
Yeah?
Your last story had to do with a dog.
It did.
Right? Clifford the Big Red.
I guess so.
And mine had...
Clifford the Big Red Gum.
And my story has to do with a dog as well.
Oh.
I know. What are the chances? Except mine's name is Millie. Miley. Miley, not Vanilli. Yes, Miley Vanilli.
Girl, you know it's true.
All right, so Miley, a black lab mix, will receive a certificate for bringing home a pound of marijuana. I believe the kids are calling it.
That's right.
The Mary Jane. Mm-hmm. Mary Virginia.
Mary Jengis.
Mary Jengis. That started an investigation, the Jones County, Mississippi Sheriff's Office said on Thursday. We're very proud of her, Sheriff Spokeswoman Allison Knott said. We love her. I'm glad that she's done this service for you and you weren't like, well, you know, now she's a drug addict, so to hell with this dog. No, they still love the dog. It's good.
Oh, that is good.
Meanwhile, the investigation is ongoing. On March 26th, Miley left the house on a bathroom outing. She was out to go make, you know, the piddles and the poo-poos.
Okay.
As, you know, as they do.
As one is wont.
Uh-huh. And brought back what appeared to be, at first, trash that she had torn. She had torn through. She had ripped it all to shreds. But on closer inspection, Miley's owner suspected it was weed. Don't you hate when you get your trash and your weed mixed up?
How
basically
many times?
The same thing, right? How many times has this happened to you?
Honey, your trash is in my weed again.
You got your weed in my trash. You got your trash in my weed.
Let's smoke them both. Oh, it's trashy terrible. Weed.
Okay, so where were we here? The owner then contacted law enforcement and turned over the 1 pound cash, which appeared to have been packaged in several baggies for sale and was valued at $1,000.
Goodness.
That's a lot of weed, Daniel. Back to you. No, there's more.
You should have said green.
Oh, wow. I really dropped the ball. Yeah. Maybe I'm going to go back and edit this and just go, green, and overlay it.
That sure is a lot of green.
While Miley has done the heavy lifting in the investigation so far, the sheriff's office has had to take over. After all, a dog can't solve crimes.
And write paperwork.
And this is a direct quote from him. Her, Allison Knotts, says, it's kind of hard to question the dog. Oh, Allison. Oh, heavens, you fly your plane so low. We just don't know what direction she came from. Great. I'm glad we're off to a good step.
A what?
Good something. I don't know. You know, dog brings weed. You don't turn it into the cops. I mean, you absolutely turn it into the cops because you're a law-abiding citizen.
That's right.
And that's what we officially condone on this episode of Banterbox Radio. If you find a pound of Mary Joanna, you're supposed to call the police and return it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly 10% less than you found it.
Yeah, you're supposed to return 10% of what you found.
Exactly. So if it was a pound, there was a lot more weed that he just pocketed.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you're just trying to turn a profit, right? Sometimes you gotta play the game if the game's gonna play.
What if the dog took it from the owner?
Yeah, that would be
fantastic. Wow, this is an open and shut case. Yeah, he went into my bedroom and just pulled it out of my closet.
And the guy's playing dumb about it. The pet owner's just like, oh, where did it come from? Why am I Seinfeld?
Yeah, and also, why would he call the cops?
Yeah, so, that's true.
Like, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't make any sense. You know what? Maybe it's some sort of deeper conspiracy.
He's trying to get himself arrested.
Yeah, I want to believe,
because he has multiple personality disorder, and his other personality is a drug dealer.
Whoa! That was bomb sound effect, because you just dropped one.
I dropped it.
Wow. I'm blown away.
All over your ear holes.
That sounds seductive. Let's move on.
Well, school is a ruthless place.
It's also out for summer.
And depending on who you are, specifically Alice Cooper, it may in fact be out forever.
Oh, wow.
I can totally understand many people find it akin to prison. You're stuck in a cramped room with other high-energy degenerates. There's poor cafeteria food, and at some point, some of them attempt to poison others.
You know what? I gotta take a pause here. Sorry, not to interject. I think I was very lucky in my high school experience.
Yeah?
When I went to my high school, They had just built it, maybe 2 or 3 years prior. And it was a kind of a ritzy school. Like, it was definitely a wealthy area, at least for the most part. And our lunch was definitely not average.
We had good quality.
Yeah, very good quality. Like awesome, like almost Chick-fil-A quality chicken sandwiches.
Wow.
And like some pretty bomb pizza.
Like they were round and not square.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like it was actually
like
pretty
a real
good.
Pizza.
We had like cookies and we had pizza and cheeseburgers every day in one line, and like it was a pretty sweet place.
Wow.
I mean, I hated it to death. Just absolutely burned it to the ground. Hated it. But
the cafeteria,
that was pretty all right.
Okay.
And sauces unlimited because we had a kiosk of sauces that you pumped by hand.
Oh.
Yeah, and like 8 sauces. It was awesome. Anyway.
Wow.
School's hell.
School is hell. A first grade class in Anchorage, Alaska. 3 darling young girls were harboring a devious secret. They planned to poison a fellow female classmate by putting silica gel into her food.
That's hilarious. I'm laughing.
Those crazy kids.
Hey, it's just a prank. It's just a social experiment, bro.
Just a goof. I don't know if first grade girls are saying bro. Hey, what's no big deal, bro? What's the big deal?
It's like one of those YouTube prank shows. I'm just doing it. It's just a prank.
Dude. unbeknownst to the kids, silica gel is not poisonous and only absorbs moisture.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Which would be kind of messed up for them to put those silica gel packets into beef jerky, which are primarily bought to be eaten, one would think. I don't know what other uses beef jerky would have aside from being, you know, eaten.
Yeah.
Make your, you know, like a potpourri of sorts. Oh, the room smells like warm farts.
It smells like hot meat.
Smoky farts.
It's that hot, stanky meat that I crave. Light a candle in here. Wouldn't it be hot, hot, stank meat scent?
That should be a Yankee candle.
It should.
It's like, oh, the guys are coming over for poker night. I better light my jerky candles.
It's just Yankee candles, old, dry, stinky meat. Ooh, I love this new limited edition collection by Yankee Candle.
Old, dry, stinky meat. parents were notified via email by the principal of Winterberry Charter School, stating 3 female students plan to poison and kill a fellow student.
Which definitely sounds like a school for witchcraft and wizardry.
Yes.
The Winterberry. The Winterberry School of Wizards.
They were in potions class, and one of them used an unauthorized ingredient, silica gel.
Rookie mistake. What a classic. I couldn't think of it.
She was going to put it in a Polyjuice potion later that day.
Yeah, I was going to come up with like a, hey, so we already got Slytherin right or something like that, but I was going to come up with something else. I couldn't do it quickly enough, so I really blew it. And then made That's it fun. Worse by explaining it.
Yeah. You've wasted more time explaining it than you have doing it.
You know, it's the charm of this show. It's a part of the charm.
That's what it is.
It's me ruining everything.
Police spokeswoman Jennifer Castor said, quote, I'm not sure what we could criminally charge first graders with. What ended up happening was the officer took each one of them individually, had a very serious talk with all of them.
Put them in timeout immediately.
Yes. You need to think about what you've done trying to kill another child.
That's pretty brutal at a first grader.
Yeah, how old are first graders primarily?
Like 6?
5?
Oh, God. See, this is going to be enough. Yeah,
I don't
this
know.
Is gonna
I don't
be, why don't we tack this on to our endless list of facts that we just get completely wrong?
Anyone who's listening to this that we know of will say, you guys are idiots.
Yeah.
It's this.
I'm going to say like you're 6 right. or 7. Yeah, I'm going to say 6 or 7. That's my guess. I'm completely guessing, probably totally wrong.
I'm not going to say anything.
But it's kind of messed up to
I
have.
I think it's 18.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely 18. I remember my first year in first grade.
That's when I finally graduated.
That's when I moved out. but yeah, it's kind of messed up that first graders are thinking about murdering each other.
Yeah.
What kind of a house situation you got going on?
Mom and dad are not getting along.
They might be dead.
Police say, well, then they're not getting that email from the principal, I'll tell you
That's
that.
Right.
Police say the plot was concocted from a dispute between the girls, obviously. Probably over boys or school accessories. You know,
is that speculation from you or this article?
Eh, maybe speculation for me.
It's over stickers and unicorn toys.
Denise has too many Lisa Frank stickers on her notebook. What a whore.
We're in touch with children.
That's how kids talk.
Yeah.
They say bro. And we don't know how old they are.
Yeah.
And that.
Luckily, we can provide a voice for the youth of this nation. We are, we are.
Oh, you didn't. You did.
I did. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and move on.
Okay.
To a bit of a, what's the phrase? A death-defying stunt?
Ooh.
But it wasn't on purpose.
Oh.
Yeah. I know. I know you're saying, what? And I would say, what? Yeah.
Yeah, you would say yeah to what?
Yeah. See, I just did. A car was found dangling from power lines in Tennessee after what authorities are calling a freak accident, early Saturday. The driver, only identified as a 56-year-old woman, is believed to have been speeding when she somehow ran up the utility pole and became caught. Authorities said. Yeah, that's crazy. I'm pretty sure that this is some sort of sci-fi movie now where we're actually driving up walls, up vertical objects.
This is amazing.
This is incredible. It did go on to say that she was actually a he, and he was actually Mad Max with sweet spike wheels.
Oh, that makes sense now.
It was like a whole thing, but they definitely blew this article. They just really dropped the ball.
Wow.
So, photos taken at the scene show the sedan hanging at least 7 feet above the ground. A video shows the driver being extracted with a cherry picker about 2 hours after the first responders arrived. Quote, we had to call the power company and got them there because... and got them there. That's a great English quote you have. Because the pole that she was hanging from was connected to a high-voltage power line.
Oh, no.
Yeah, now things are getting tense.
It's like that scene in Jurassic Park when they're in the tree.
Oh, yeah. It's actually exactly like that, but instead the car... Yeah, it was a car, but that was a car, too.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, this is very similar.
It was
similar.
Like a Jeep. Yeah.
I like
and
it.
Yeah, it's really the same kind of scenario, except you don't have children weighing you down.
Yeah, except this car drove up. That one fell down.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the only difference.
From being a bad driver.
Basically, the scenarios are actually completely identical down to the detail, except one went up, one went down.
And there weren't any dinosaurs.
No, there were definitely dinosaurs.
Oh, there were?
Yeah, definitely dinosaurs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have cut you. You're getting to that part.
Yep, right? I am. Police stated there was no indication of drugs, alcohol, or a medical condition playing a role. However, they did state that dinosaurs were present.
I like that.
You're welcome.
So, just unrelated fact.
I mean, you've seen the movie. I think we all know what happened here.
It just, in my mind, it made it sound like dinosaurs gathered around.
Yeah, basically.
One dinosaur had this to say.
The woman was taken to a hospital for evaluation shortly after being removed from the car, both physically and mentally, because how did you drive up a pole?
And can you do it again?
Please, on camera. Quote, I've been doing this for 38 years.
Driving up poles?
No, this is someone else. You'll find out who it is. And I've never seen this before, said Jeff Rollins, Medina Fire Chief.
Mm.
He's the chief of fire.
Nobody chiefs that fire better than me.
Comes out with like a big staff, and he's got tribal painting on, and he summons fire from the depths. He's the local fire chief.
This episode is just off the wall.
Well, you know, when you got trees, cars and trees, dinosaurs and fire chiefs, where else are you going to go but up?
Oh! 2 points.
Boom. Nailed it. Next.
As in I'm next.
Yeah, as in go.
Oh, okay. So it's April 5th.
What? It is?
You said it earlier.
I've got to go.
I've got this thing I got to do. April Fool's happened. Yes. I know. But? I think that there should be a little bit of a recap for those of us who have been out of the loop, so to speak, of all the... Because it's getting to the point where all these companies are doing PR moves in lieu of April Fool's Day.
They're all
getting involved. And so it's hard to keep track of all of them because everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
So I've compiled a list of some of the good ones.
Okay.
That, you know, some of us may not have paid attention to or missed entirely.
Yeah, this is some delayed ha-has, but I appreciate your effort here.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's still, I think it's still, even if it, you can't directly be influenced by it, it's still something that's like, oh, okay, that's yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lay it on me.
Lay
it upon the ears of our listenership.
Okay. This one probably most people know about. Google had a short-lived prank called the mic drop feature.
Okay.
You've heard of this?
No, I haven't.
Okay. In it, you would send an email to a recipient, and you would hit a certain button combination on your keyboard, and it would attach an animated GIF of a minion in royal clothing dropping a mic.
A minion?
A minion from the...
From that movie.
Despicable Me, yeah, okay. Or Minions.
Yeah.
And it also diverted the reply emails into the abyss of the internet, because they would disappear. So it was basically a way of sending somebody a message, and then you're like, that's it, conversation's over, don't ever try to talk to me again.
That would be awesome. That'd be a great function, even without the sassiness, to have a mic drop function that just says, do not allow replies after this last message kind of thing. Just that simple function I would like to have in daily life.
It's like a good like breakup email system. We're done. Mic drop. But one particularly irate person called Google out on the prank. She sent an email to a potential employer and accidentally hit the mic drop function.
Nice.
In doing so, any replies were lost. And then she sent this thing and was like, what are you... I am crying over here. Like, I have not... Like, I've been waiting months to hear back from this company, and now I lost this thing.
Nice. So well, she, maybe if it was that important, you should have watched where you clicked.
Maybe. Other notable news, Lexus unveiled their luxury-themed Velcro car seat.
Nice.
Another men's subscription service promised to genetically resurrect extinct animals just to make jerky from them.
Wow. All right.
Can you imagine biting into a dodo, some dodo meat?
Oh, I love me some good old-fashioned stanky dried dodo meat.
Fire up those candles. Let's see. Esurance offered election insurance for those of you who vow to leave the country if your candidate doesn't make it into the office. Alaska renamed its town of Juno to Uno after losing the naming rights to Mattel.
Nice. Nice.
Dating site Zoosk is now matching people based on their burrito ordering preferences.
Important stuff.
The Craftsman Tool Company introduced their kitchen chainsaw. Very helpful around the house. Okay. HR company Zip Recruiter is now helping babies find employment.
You got to start them young.
You got to. give me that resume. I'll find you a gig. And Redbox is now hiring kiosk ambassadors to sit inside the vending machines and assist customers.
Nice. Awesome. That's so good stuff.
Those are some good ones.
I always look forward to what the internet does each year for April Fools. That's far more enjoyable than people's terrible, terrible pranks socially, you know, and, you know, personally. Like
social media stuff. Like,
yeah, Ooh, I'm pregnant! Oh!
That's a big one.
Yeah.
We're having a baby. Oh, what are the chances that it happened today? Oh, farf. My sister actually did have her son on April Fool's Day.
That's an unfortunate... Actually, Megan's cousin has her birthday on April 1st as well. That's got to be an unfortunate day to be...
To be born?
Maybe not born. I think we're finding out that you're pregnant that day might be a little more. Because then it's like no one's going to believe you. I mean, if you have a fresh, screaming wet raisin available that day, people are going to believe you.
I'm sorry, what did you just say?
It's a screaming wet raisin. That's what children are when they come out. Good. You got any more for us?
No, I think those are the highlights. There's
a ton. There's actually, it's funny that you did this. There's actually a website that does exactly this.
Yeah.
I can't remember. It's pointless for me to tell you because I don't remember what it was called, but basically they compile the internet's entirety of April Fool's Day stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's, I always enjoy it. There's a lot of funny ones, especially from some game companies. The Witcher 3 put out a fantastic one
poking fun at their own bugs they had in the game.
Yeah.
Blizzard announced Hearthstone the MMO.
Oh, man, can't
which
wait.
Which is just World of Warcraft. but anyway, so we've got one more article this week before we wrap it up.
Show enough.
And then we go hide in our coffins for another week and arise once more invigorated by your blood. Oh, great. Smooth move. X-lax. All right, let's wrap it up here. So, this one's a little bit weird. This is definitely a weird one.
Yeah?
Visitors are flocking to a new attraction in Shanghai that allows them to experience what it feels like to die, be cremated, and be reborn.
Why?
Yeah, it's weird. The Samadhi Death Simulator, which opens to the general public on Monday, allows visitors to be... These are... I'm going to go ahead and preface this by every one of these keywords is in quotations. To be killed off by their peers before they are cremated in an oven and then resurrected, experiencing birth through a giant latex womb shoot.
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of fun words
Wait,
there.
Wait, so this isn't virtual?
No, this is like an interactive experience where it's basically like a
museum exhibit?
Yeah, it's like a trippy sort of weird interactive. You walk through this, you know, inflatable type thing. It's a bunch of just weird stuff going on. Weird rooms.
Wacky.
Yeah. So participants who pay around $68 to take part can also write down their final reflections and their last words before death to take home as a souvenir or shred on the spot. Yeah, I mean, it's symbolic, I guess. The people are making it out to be a very, you know, spiritual, symbolic sort of thing. Visitor Lu Siwei, not Lucy Wei, but Lu Siwei, 33, said, quote, "This is a really interesting feeling. It at least gives you the chance to calm down and brings you back to Earth to think about some of the life problems. I think this feeling is different. When you walk through that door, you will experience some changes in your mentality, and it will be different from what it was before you entered. I think this is really great and very worthwhile." Okay, sure. The attraction's founder, Ding Rei, said, quote, "When we do not fully understand and take in death, saying goodbye is really quite a complicated and difficult task."
That's true.
"So I thought of how to be able to come up with a premise on how to educate people on life, so as one approaches the moment just before they face death, they don't have to think about these problems constantly," he added. So it's this very, like, sort of, what's the word? Not, I don't want to say contemporary. It's just sort of a weird mind thing. It's wacky, but
it allows you to face your fears, so to speak.
Yeah, they're basically using some odd imagery to sort of push these sort of concepts. You're not literally feeling what it feels like to die or burn or, you know, that kind of jazz. It's just sort of very symbolic, and it's just meant to be a thinking experience.
Right.
So I guess as an art installment, it's kind of cool, but it's weird that they're calling it a death simulator, which sounds metal as hell.
Yeah. Like that, did you hear about that crazy,
Have you heard about this?
Have you seen this? Have you heard about there's a roller coaster that was being built that is literally, it was created to euthanize people.
Oh, yes. Yes,
and
I
it has
heard.
Like these ridiculous loops.
Yeah. That's a cool way to go.
On a roller coaster?
Yeah. Like if I were terminally ill and it was like, "You're going to die tomorrow and it's going to be super painful," that's the way I'd go. Like, put me on that roller coaster. Let's tear it up.
Let's do this.
Crank it to max. Let's just completely dismember me.
I can't wait till I get to the exit queue and get a picture of myself. Oh, wait.
I can't wait to remember this for the rest of my life.
Takes a picture and prints it before you get off the ride. See, oh, that's pretty great.
So on that cheery and dark note, where we talk about euthanasia.
Hey, we've done that before, though.
We have.
We've gone dark.
We consistently do. but on that note, why don't we wrap it up this week?
Okay.
Does that sound acceptable to you? Is it okay if we stop here?
Yeah, let's stop here because it's where we plan to.
Yeah, and also we can't go up from here.
No.
This is the best we can do.
You already used that joke, though. Yeah. You can't use it again.
Well, I forgot about that, okay? We're moving on from that. What was I saying? Jeez. Okay, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and stop here before we pick it back up next week. Same bat time, same bat place.
Oh.
God, I'm just going to stop. I'm done.
I quit.
So let's wrap it up here. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banter Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. And if you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. Also, I haven't mentioned this in a while. We have a Facebook page. Feel free to head over to that to get updates when the show is posted immediately. Also, we have a new show out written by Dan Knight here and a buddy of ours, Doug Osterhout.
That's pretty accurate. Yeah, it's almost his last name.
It's close enough anyway. And it's called Vic Valentine Paranormal Investigator. That's on a tab on the website. So check it out. It's a very cool 40s New York noir style supernatural mystery kind of thing. So check that out. It's got some voice work by both by me here.
I do one line.
You did a weird line that was yelling at one point. That was good stuff. But so check that out. And folks, that's all for this week.
And remember, men lie 6 times a day, twice as often as women, or do we?
Thanks for joining us. Checking the mic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mic and a check, check.
Yep.
You did it.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.